3, and welcome to the Sportscast, April 24th, 2018. We got a new guest for the Sportscast series, Jared Brooks. He is a former colleague and I think classmate from Liberty University. Jared, welcome to the Sportscast.
Santiago, it's good to connect again. Hope you're doing well, living the luxurious life down in South Florida. We all are envious of the weather situation that you have on a daily basis.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Sorry about you guys. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself? What are you up to these days?
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, and thanks for having me on. After I left Liberty, went to Raleigh, got into syndicated sports talk radio, worked with the David Glenn Show, which is still going on. Used to be the producer and worked on that show for a while, and now been working with the Associated Press on a freelance basis, do a lot of reporting here in North Carolina, covered Duke basketball, North Carolina basketball, Carolina Hurricanes, a lot of college athletics, and every now and then I'll make the trek down from Raleigh to Charlotte and cover the Carolina Panthers. So still heavily involved, a lot of things going on here in the market, but this is certainly a busy time of the year with the NBA playoffs, NFL draft coming around the corner here in a couple of days, and a lot of stuff with baseball too, just starting too.
Speaking about NBA playoffs, let's go through the games last night. Houston defeated the Timberwolves 119-100. Do you think the Rockets will seal the deal for Game 5?
I have to think so. I really thought there, as you're sitting there watch that first half, and you're like, all right, Minnesota's going to find a way. Wow, they've got some momentum going on. After Game 3, they got back home and really just took it to Houston in a way that Houston hasn't really kind of been punched before in quite a while. Houston's just been on such a roll this year with the top seed. And then all of a sudden, that second half, really that third quarter, with James Harden and Chris Paul, was just they decided, okay, enough's enough. We're taking over. We're going to show why we're the one seed and why we earned the spot that we got. And they were fantastic there in that third quarter. And Minnesota just, they had no answer. Before you blinked, it's a one possession game to start the third quarter. Before you blinked, 6 minutes had gone by, and now all of a sudden Houston's up by 20. And it just really came out of nowhere. And I have to think that was really, the final punch for Houston that needs to be thrown in this series. They always say the hardest thing in the NBA playoffs and really any playoff series is to close a team out. But I think the way that Houston responded last night on the road, I would be shocked if Minnesota came back and we saw a game six going back to Minneapolis later this week. I would just be stunned. I think they threw their best punch at him. And mind you, this is with Derrick Rose, who is really played really well off the bench. And Karl-Anthony Towns really not able just to compete. They don't have an answer, Minnesota does, for Paul and Harden. And I don't think a lot of teams do. But what you saw last night was a great shot by Houston. And they should easily, I think, be moving on with a win back home in Game 5.
I really do think Houston has this series locked up going back to Houston. The next series, OKC versus the Jazz. Here in the Sportscast, we all say the Jazz is the dark horse. Do you think the Jazz are really going to beat the Thunder in 5?
Yeah, I do. And it's amazing to kind of see the transformation of Utah. If you remember, you go back a couple months ago, and this team, they had a major shakeup with, Rodney Hood, going to Cleveland. That was a guy that I kind of thought that Utah really couldn't afford to lose, but that's why I'm not a general manager. And, I was really surprised to see that move. I got to see him play a lot here, as he played at Duke, and I was, really liked the outside inside ability that he provided the Jazz. But give a lot of credit, boy, has Ricky Rubio really stepped up. A guy who's played a lot of professional ball before he got to the NBA, and really his first opportunity to make some noise in the playoffs. Have they responded or what? But I think the interesting thing is if you look at Oklahoma City and, you know, you look at the big three that they have with Carmelo Anthony, who just has not really showed up, Russell Westbrook, who made those comments he did after game three saying he was going to shut it down and game four wasn't going to be the same way, and with Paul George, it just seems like these guys cannot get on the same page. And I know there's been this, you know, wait and see mentality. Oh, it takes time to build camaraderie. We're now on game number 90. There should be some camaraderie, you know, not game 90, but I think get what, game 86 now. So they should have some camaraderie in terms of knowing what each other's going to do. Talent wise, they have the talent to be able to get it done. But when you go and you get 11 points from Carmelo Anthony, you know, in a game four setting, and, you know, you get 23 points out of Westbrook and 32 out of Paul George, but nobody else really can kind of come through. I think they're done, but I love what the Jazz have been doing. It's a very well-balanced team. I mean, if you take a look, you know, obviously the big star has been Donovan Mitchell, you know, 33 points, but, you know, Joe Ingles gets you 20. Derek Favors drops 13. You know, they've had a very balanced attack, and I don't know if the Jazz will make it in the next round, but I definitely think they'll handle Oklahoma City. And there's been a lot of talk lately about what you see from Russell Westbrook and why Kevin Durant left. Just another reason of, you know, why, you know, Durant left, knowing that Westbrook wasn't going to be the guy. And I didn't really like the trade for Carmelo Anthony that the Thunder made because I didn't think that was really what they needed. And, you know, I'm beginning to think, I don't know if Russell Westbrook's going to really, you know, see the Western Conference Finals, much less the NBA Finals, anytime soon, and especially under the current setting that he's in with Anthony and Paul George as his two guys, as you know, to the left and to the right of him.
Yeah, this was really a test of determination of what this OKC is about, and it's showing that it's not working out. Obviously, Jazz is a very talented. Ricky Rubio is playing one heck of a series, and also a very good season. Let's move to the NFL draft. Now, this is the most very quarterback-centric type of draft since 1983. How do you see it?
You know, it's so tricky. And, you know, I thought you brought up a good point. There is, you know, about just being so many quarterbacks that you could take, but I don't know if I'm in love with any of them. And, you know, as you look at so many different mock drafts, and you look at so many teams that need quarterbacks and they need them badly. You know, I have never been afraid to say this, but I have been a diehard, lifelong Cleveland Browns fan. And, you know, they're a team that always constantly needs a quarterback. They can't settle on one. They've, you know, got Tyrod Taylor in the offseason, but I don't think long term they think that's their guy. You know, it's just kind of a rental year, but you know, I guess if you're making me have to pick somebody out of the kind of core four, which is Sam Darnold out of USC, Baker Mayfield out of Oklahoma, Josh Allen out of Wyoming, and then Rosen out of UCLA, I would, from what I've seen and what I think Darnold would probably be the guy. But I don't know out of these four if I would rank any of them as surefire guys. You know, how many times have we seen over the last, you know, several, you know, couple of decades where there's always typically been one guy that you could bank on, where there's been two or three quarterbacks taken in the top 10. You had a feeling one of them was going to work. I don't know. I just don't know if I'm in love with any of these guys. You know, I can think of, you know, reasons for why they won't work and maybe some that why they will, but I have a lot more reasons why a lot of these guys won't work than what I think that they will.
Do you think the Browns will get Barkley as well?
No, I don't think that's going to happen. I think they're going to take Darnold at one. I think you'll see there's been a slight kind of tipping of the hand by the Giants that maybe, just maybe, they'll go and grab Bradley Chubb out of NC State, who I think is the best player in this draft. I think Chubb is just a freak of an athlete and can get to the quarterback. I think he actually ultimately ends in Cleveland at number four. I think the Giants will take Barkley. And then I think The wild card is, who do the Jets draft? I mean, you're seeing everything. Even today, there's been some rumbles even that Cleveland could take Baker Mayfield. But the Jets is kind of the wild card of, okay, where does this get interesting? Who do they take? Because if the Jets take, let's say they take Baker Mayfield, you know, who's Denver's guy at number five? Is that Rosen or is it Allen? And we know that Denver is, you know, they'll look at, John Elway said it last week, you know, they're certainly open to a trade if, you know, somebody brings, you know, enough picks to the table, but Denver needs a quarterback. So who do they like? That's kind of, we don't really know out of these four which team is in love with their said guy. So it could be really interesting to see if the Jets take a guy that, you know, was somebody else's guy, then do they trade out? You've got Buffalo that needs a quarterback. There's been a lot of talk that the Bills, who made a couple of trades to get enough ammunition to trade up to Denver at five, you know, who's their guy? Is it Josh Allen or is it Rosen? So this is going to be a draft that I think we saw last year, where the Bears came out of nowhere and took Mitch Trubisky out of North Carolina. That surprised everybody. I think there's going to be a lot of wheeling and dealing. There's already been some. And I think there's going to be a lot of surprises early. And it won't just be one trade or one surprise. I think there's going to be a couple surprises in that first, you know, 90 minutes of when the NFL draft comes on Thursday night.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of last-minute wheeling and dealing. 83 draft, keep in mind, was Dan Marino and John Kelly, one of the two big quarterbacks from that draft. Neither of them won a Super Bowl, but, you know, they were saying, you know, the same thing for these quarterbacks. They don't see much spark. I mean, they're good quarterbacks, but are they championship quarterbacks? But you never know. Only history will tell. NBA picks for tonight. Who you got between the Bucks and Celtics? The series is tied 2-2, and they're playing in Boston.
Yeah. I don't know. This is a tough one. It's really hard to take a road team in the NBA on when it comes to the playoffs, especially when you start getting down the game, you get down to a game 5, 6, or 7 where it's really tough to win. It's even tougher to win on the road. My guts tell me to take the Celtics, but man, for some reason, I'm just going to go with the Bucks. I think it's going to be close. I like what Milwaukee's been doing. And I have a feeling I think they're gonna take this series back with them to Milwaukee with a chance to close it out. And can't believe that I'm telling you that sentence from where we were sitting a couple of months ago. I would have never thought I would have told you that.
Yeah, I really do think Bucks could win tonight, and their momentum has shifted. I think they're waking up now. They're in like the playoff groove. So we'll see what happens. Heat and Sixers. 3-1 Philadelphia.
Don't get mad. One of my very close friends in the industry from her North Carolina swimming days is Molly Sullivan, the sideline reporter for the Sixers, and she's been feeding me some information throughout the course of the season. I just follow her a lot on Twitter, and she's a fantastic follow. And you know, one of the things that, you know, just watching a lot of her stuff that she does is that, man, you can just tell this Sixers team, not by just watching it, but seeing some behind-the-scenes stuff, man, are they close. This is a tight-knit group. I like all the pieces that they have, and I think they're going to close this one out. The city of Philadelphia will go ballistic. You know, we saw what they did when the Eagles won the Super Bowl a couple months ago. Man, if the Sixers can make it in to the second round and get through a series after all that they've gone through, that city will lose its mind tonight. It won't sleep. But I think they have all the right pieces, and they've got everything you need. And even though Embiid didn't have a great game offensively in game four, I look for him to have a monster game on the offensive end with the game back in Philadelphia. So I think it'll be certainly a game to where they can close it out and should close it out. I give the Heat a lot of credit for getting to this point. They didn't have a ton of pieces to get there, but Philadelphia, I think that they'll win this series tonight, and then I think they'll be on the run And who knows if they'll be playing Indiana or if they'll play Cleveland. But I think Philly, hands down, I never thought I would have said this sentence even a couple months ago either. I think they got a really good shot to make it to the NBA Finals.
I agree. I really do agree. And they're on fire. They haven't stopped the streak. Will the Warriors close out the Spurs tonight?
Yes. Greg Popovich is not going to coach. Obviously, we know why. Been dealing with the death of his wife from over the weekend. Golden State's just kind of limping in into the playoffs. Curry's not going to be available, it looks like, for at least another series, maybe not even to the Western Conference Finals or maybe even the NBA Finals. But here's my ultimate prediction. I think we're going to see Golden State take on Philadelphia, and I think that will actually be a fun series.
I like that. I don't think Houston's going that deep. I mean, they might go to the Western Conference, but they may get stopped by the Jazz.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely could. I just don't see – I think you can beat Golden State a game or two. I don't think you can beat Golden State four times.
I agree.
And that's with or without Curry. With or without Curry.
Without Curry, they still have three stars. So,
yeah.
How can people reach you, Jared?
Legally or illegally? No, I'm just kidding. you can hit me on Twitter at Give Me The Mic. That's the easiest way. I talk all sorts of stuff from we're following a lot of things from NBA playoffs, Major League Baseball. We got the Kentucky Derby coming up in a couple of week and a half. First Saturday in May is always fun. So definitely we'll talk some horse racing, and I'll go back and forth. The other thing we're following is the legalization of sports gambling, which is making so much news right now. We'll see if the greatest of underdogs of that actually getting done. We'll see if that actually gets passed and New Jersey wins. Because I think it, and I'm following it because for many reasons of the idea that it will just change the sports landscape of people now watching games that are pointless, where just because they put $5 on a team that they would never care about. So that's like the greatest underdog story in sports, if you have been following the timeline for the last, couple of decades, but even really the last couple of years. So
there you go.
Some of the fun things we talk about and kind of go back and forth.
And by the way, Jamie Hall is viewing this cast.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I will give a shout out to him and let him know that I do think the Vegas Golden Knights, which is that's actually might be the actual sport team story of the year. That's definitely the biggest upset of all sports teams that have done anything this year, with inaugural season out there in Las Vegas. And what a fun team that's been to watch. Those guys they just handled the LA Kings in their series, and now await their opponent.
And we have it, Jared Brooks, the most powerful man in sports. Thanks for coming on to the Sportscast.
Thanks for having me on, Sonny. We'll talk to you soon.